Zog the Mishnah, Daf Yudah mit Beis on the bottom. Three lines on the bottom. Four lines on the bottom. Beishamai Oimrim. Beishamai says as follows. Be'erev kol odom yate. When it comes to the night time, every person, when he says Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, B'shoch B'cho, kol odom yate. Yate means you have to lie down. You have to be mata. Lean down, lie down. Ve'yikra, and then you read Kriya Shema. B'shoch B'cho means literally the position a person has to be. U'baboyker, and when it comes to Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, V'kumecho, Yamoid, B'shamay says you have to stand. V'kumecho, literally on the person. Shenema b'shoch b'cho uv'kumecho. U'beisilol oimrim, B'silol says, Nahaloch is like B'silol, kol odom koyri k'dao koyri. You can read Kriya Shema in any position that you are. Shenema u'belechtcho b'aderech. Belechtcho b'aderech, gufa k'notes, u'belechtcho b'aderech, while you're going. While you're going means any position you're going. You can be going, standing, you can be sitting, you can be walking, belechtcho. Even though walking, we'll see later on, it's not so poshut, you have to stop at a, you can't walk by the first posuk, by alav avecho, tol alav avecho. Akabonim, it means not a specific position. So, ibazoi, imkein loma nema b'shoch b'chov kumecho. According to Beis Hillel, if belechtcho b'aderech means you can be in any position, so b'shoch b'chov kumecho, l'chayri implies dafke shechiva, dafke kima, like Beishami says. So he says, no, pshadin b'shoch b'chov kumecho is b'shosh b'nei odom shoichvim. It's not talking about the person, it's talking about the time period, the time that people are sleeping. U'b'shosh b'nei odom oimdim, and the time that people are up. It doesn't mean a person, it means the time period. Now, that doesn't mean that Beis Shammai argues on b'shoch b'chov kumecho. B'nei Yeshua, the Meiri, they learn, Beis Shammai Avada agrees b'shoch b'chov kumecho is talking about a time period. Meaning, this is man shechiva and man kima. That was the whole last few bleta. But pshat is, he says, it also means b'shoch b'chov kumecho. Besides zman, mitzad, the when people are sleeping or standing, the zman that people are sleeping or people are up, it also means mitzad the person, the physical position that the person's in, the loshen kima of loshen amida. And in that, Beis Hillel argues, he says, no, it only goes in one thing. Beis Shammai learns it goes in both. Beis Hillel learns it only goes in one. That's how the Meiri and Beis Yeshua learn. And the machlokes is in belechtcho b'aderech. Beis Hillel learns belechtcho b'aderech gufa means every position. So hakocha b'shoch v'kumecha only means zman, and it doesn't mean a position. Zok the Gemara, Omre p'tafen, ani yisi bo b'aderech. I was once traveling on a road. V'itesi, meaning he was in a position of not being a hatoya. He was sitting down in a caravan, on a wagon. V'itesi likos, and then he got off the wagon and he went to lie down on the highway, on the street, on the sidewalk. And I put myself in a sakana because of listim. They were going to attack me. So the Chacham told the Ptafen, you were deserving that you should have gotten punished in order to be. You did this to yourself. That looks like Basil. Basil says, doesn't mean the physical position of the person in a lying down mode or in a standing up mode, but rather it means as man shchiva. So you wanted to now do like Beis Shammai, which is connected to halacha. Kol oivei divrei chachamim chayav misa. So kedai shelochov la'atzmecha shavarto al divrei Beis Hillel. Ad kan loshen Mishnah zok de gemara daf yud aleph amud aleph. Bishlama Beis Hillel kome fasha tamai v'tamei de Beis Shammai. Meaning, in Beis Hillel we understand he explains belechtcha to mean any position. He explains the time of the Beis Shammai, meaning the posuk of B'shoch B'chov Kumecho, he explains what to do with it. He uses B'shoch B'chov Kumecho to tell me, not like Beis Shammai, that's what it means, time of the Beis Shammai. Not like Beis Shammai, but rather to explain B'shoch B'chov means Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima. So he explains both psukim, B'lechtcho and B'shoch B'chov. Ela Beis Shammai, what is Beis Shammai? Why does he not learn like Beis Hillel and learn B'lechtcho any position? Ela Beis Shammai, like my time lo amik Beis Hillel, why didn't he say like Beis Hillel that it means any position and B'shoch B'chov just means only this man Shechiva? Amiloch Beis Shammai, enter Beis Shammai, they'll answer as follows. Im kein neimekro, if B'shoch B'chov is only referring to his man Shechiva and his man Kima and not a physical position, so im kein neimekro, beboiker uve'erev. Like it says in the Pesach and Parashat Bereishis, Vayeva Boiker. Let it say Boiker Ve'erev. It just means the time period. Zman Shechivah and Zman Kima. Let it say Boiker and Erev. Why B'shoch B'chov Kumecho? Why does it say a lotion of Shechivah and a lotion of Kima? B'shah Shechivah, it means a person has to physically lie down by Tfilah Shal Magav Shal Shach Kiyash Ma'ashal Arvis. b'shchive mamish u'b'shas kima kima mamish. You have to physically stand up b'shas kriyash mashal shachris. So that's how he explains tamayu. Why does he not say b'lech t'chavaderech and b'shofro means? Why does he explain b'shofro to mean that you have to physically lie because it should have said b'boikav erev? So effectively, now you explained why it means the physical aspect and not just this man, because then it should have just said b'boikav erev. But what do you do with b'lech t'chavaderech? Hi b'lech t'chavaderech, my ovidle. What does he do b'lech t'chavaderech? Answer the Gemara. You need b'lech t'chavaderech for a new limud. Because we learned in the Braise, b'shivt chav v'isecho, it says, you say, kriyashma b'shivt chav v'isecho. You learn Talmud Torah b'shivt chav v'isecho, prat lo'oysik b'mitzvah. There's an exclusion. B'shivt chav v'isecho, when you're in your own home, b'shivt chav v'isecho, then you're chayv mitzvahs. Masha'enka, when you're not b'shivt chav v'isecho, prat lo'oysik b'mitzvah. Oysik b'mitzvah is potem in a mitzvah. This is the makar of oisik b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. Now, the sugya of oisik b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah is a big shas sugya. I'll just point out the Gulyoni HaShas of Yosef Engel. He brings the same Shefa Ayosha from Ben Utam, and he says that chiddush, that oisik b'mitzvah is potter from a mitzvah's esesh as man groma. It's not some upgepater from mitzvahs. It's potter from a mitzvah esesh as man groma. We find in the Gemara's and Shas, it says that you're potter from putter of Yosef, because you're oisik b'mitzvah, you're in the middle of watching Hashavas Aveda, so you're potter from putter of Yosef, which is not as man groma. So he says that's because you're oisik in a mitzvah's esesh ain't as man groma. Then you're potter in a mitzvah's esesh ain't as man groma. But stam as oisik b'mitzvah is only potter in a mitzvah's esesh man groma, which is the chiddush from a Sefer Yosha, because he doesn't want to stam pater a person. That's his chiddush. But upon him, Tosis in Sukkah, the Ran in Sukkah, first of all, Rashi in Sukkah says in Daf Chofei that Oisik mitzvah, potem mitzvah is this different gather, not just when you're doing the Maisa mitzvah, even when you're hoylech l'dvar mitzvah, even when you're going to do a mitzvah, it's always considered Oisik mitzvah, potem mitzvah. Because if you're gonna say that, now another nekuda, if you're gonna say that it means stam when you're doing a mitzvah, it means you have to be oisik, you have to physically do the mitzvah. Stam because you're mekayim a mitzvah, that's not called oisik b'mitzvah. Varaya, you're wearing tzitzis the whole day. You're gonna tell me you're potter from all the mitzvahs because I'm oisik b'mitzvah, I'm mekayim a mitzvah. Oisik b'mitzvah doesn't mean mekayim a mitzvah, you're potter from a mitzvah. Oisik b'mitzvah means you're doing the mitzvah, you're physically oisik in the mitzvah. Otherwise, tzitzis b'bigdoy, tzitzis b'bigdoy, tzitzis b'roisha, you should potter the whole day. Oh. Another nekuda is that it has to be, according to some Rishonim in Sukkah at least, it has to be only when it's EF Shalakaim Shneim. I can't do the other mitzvahs and an Oisik mitzvah, bottom of the mitzvah. But if it's EF Shalakaim Shneim, there's no two of Oisik mitzvah, you can do both. Or at least it shouldn't be with a, if it's with a tircha. If it's not with a tircha, then Avadi can do both. So again, so the first limud is, B'shift chav v'isecho, according to Beis Shammai, is lo oisik b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. U'v'lech t'chov ha'derech. What does the pasuk of v'lech t'chov ha'derech tell me? The Yichayv in Talmud Torah, v'lech t'chov ha'derech, prat l'choson. Meaning, a choson is potem for mitzvah kriyashma. Why is a choson potem in a mitzvah kriyashma? Because he's oisik b'mitzvah. Which mitzvah is he oisik in? Tirda the mitzvah of Bias mitzvah. Frag Rashi right away, what do you mean? You just made a miyat of Oisik b'mitzvah. But Chosin is also being Oisik b'mitzvah. You need another miyat that he's being busy, is tirda the mitzvah because of the mitzvah of Bias. So Rashi answers, Chosin the tirda the machshove ba'almuhu, shemachashav al Oisik psulim, ilav ko yisera lo yismayit. So Rashi is saying, sorry, that means the three gedorim in Oisik b'mitzvah. There's one is you're doing the ma'isa mitzvah, Oisik mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. Rashi in Sukkah Chofei says, even when you hoylich b'derech to do a mitzvah, it's called Oisik b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. And over here, it's a schadish, Rashi is saying, that's Pshat the Gemara, that not just when you're doing a mitzvah or you're going to a mitzvah, even if you're just being mechashev, you're torud in the mitzvah. It's not a ma'isa mitzvah, it's not going to a mitzvah. It's your mind is occupied, that's also a p'tur in Oisik b'mitzvah. Now, why does this go into the words of Lech Tchav HaDerech? Where do we see the word Lech Tchav HaDerech? What's in the gate to Chosin? So the Meiri says, because Chosin is usually at home being told in his Dvar Mitzvah, not in the Derech. So Lech Tchav HaDerech is Lafuke, where the Chosin is. He's not on the road. He's in his home. So again, so Beis Shammai learns, Lech Retanya, Shteitin Breise, B'Shiv Tchav HaVeisech, Prat L'Oisik B'Mitzvah, Lech Tchav HaDerech, Prat L'Chosin. Mikan Omru, HaKoynes Zapsula Potu, someone is calling his psula is potter from kriyashma because tirda the mitzvah. There's almona, which is no tirda the mitzvah. You have a mitzvah, but you don't have tirda the mitzvah of psulim. He's chayev. So, my mashma, Where do you see this in the Pasuk? Omra Papa, ki derech, that it has to be like a road. When you go on a road, you go on a road for any objective. You can go on a road for a stam, you're going to Dvar Shus, you're going for a business meeting, you're going for a spatzir. A derech is not a mitzvah, it's time to go. Ki derech, ma derech reshus, just like a road means, even stam going on a spatzir, I've called reshus, so many, so too, you're only chayiv in mitzvahs when you're oisik in a reshus, not in a mitzvah. Frag die Gemara, Milo Yaskinon, the cause of the mitzvah, Mechetesa, the derech only is the derech of a shus. Maybe the pasuk is also referring to a derech when you're doing a dvar mitzvah. If the derech is also talking about a dvar mitzvah, so state behead you that even when you're oisik with mitzvah, you chayv in mitzvahs. Because if belech chavad derech, you chayv in mitzvahs, you chayv in kriyish, you chayv in tam torah, even belech chavad derech. Who says derech is only a derech of a shus? Milo Yaskinon, the cause of the dvar mitzvah, Vafilo Yoch Omer Achmona, and the Torah still says, Likri, that even you're oisik in a mitzvah, you're going in a dvar mitzvah. Like we said, hoilich dvar mitzvah is called oisik mitzvah. And the Torah says likri. So we see this chiyuv of kriyishma, even when you're hoilich for a dvar mitzvah. L'chari, the pasuk includes a dvar mitzvah. So the Gemara, im kein licht rachmona, b'sheves uveleches. If b'shivtucho v'isecho means even oisik b'mitzvah, even when you're going in a dvar mitzvah, so let the Torah say, b'sheves uveleches. What is b'shivtucho b'lechtucho? B'shivtucho means your shivtucho, your lechtucho. B'sheves didoch v'leches didoch, who the mechayves, ho the mitzvah p'tiras. So it's behedye from the extra chof, it says b'shivtucho means only when you're oisik in the reshus, then you chayv in mitzvahs. It's b'shivtucho b'lechtucho. Mashenken, if it's not, then your taka gonna be chayv. Zok the Gemara, ihochi, if you're gonna tell me that any time a person does a mitzvah, he's taka potter. So why did we say before in the Braisa that a koinis is a psula, we have a tier to the mitzvah of psulim, you're potter. Mashenka, the almana doesn't have psulim, so there's no ptur of kriyishma when you're koinis almana. Yeah, but now you're telling me that anytime you're always going to mitzvah, you're potter. Ihochi afilu koinis is almana nami. When you're koinis almana, you're also doing a mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah of getting married. So the boika is razer echo. But you have a mitzvah. So why shouldn't it be a ptur of kriyishma? Yochi, I feel a koinis almon and nami. Yochi, almon and nami. I feel a koinis almon and nami. Zok tomorrow, hai torit, vahile torit. There's a fundamental difference. You're torit and here you're not torit. It's not stami doing a mitzvah. You have to be torit. You're not torit. Rashi and Sukkah learns pshat is because you, it's efshel l'kayim shneim taka. It's not torit, like we said before, one of the reasons, one of the turim, that you don't have the din of oisik b'mitzvah when it's efshel l'kayim shneim. So almona, since it's not torit, so then it's taka efshel l'kayim shneim. That's what Rashi and Sukkah, Chofei learns. Im shum tirda, so if you tell me it's all tolling in tirda, I feel it tovis v'nosu b'yam nami. So if you tell me it's tolling in tirda, so forget the whole mitzvah. A person is torit because the sphina just sunk in the ocean. He lost money in the stock market. It crashed. So now he's potter for mitzvahs. Yochi, I feel it tovis v'nosu b'yam nami. V'chite emoche nami. And if you're going to tell me that you take a potter for mitzvahs because you have tirda stamazoi, we find behavior not like this. Ovel chay b'chol mitzvahs hamuz b'teira. An oval is torud. Avali is torud. He's torud, and still he's chayiv in kol mitzvah hamuz b'teira. He's even chayiv in talmud teira. Just his talmud teira. But kavod is chayiv in all mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah he's put in. Chutz min atfilin. Why? Because shaynema ben pe'er. Tfilin is called shaynema pe'er chovish alecha. Tfilin, Yecheskel was told, put on your pe'er, special exception by Yecheskel, even though he's in Avelis, to tell us, because it's in Nevuah, so to speak, that Klal Yisrael is going to go into Golis, there'll be an Azad type of matzah, a matzah that even though there'll be like Avelim, but there'll be like Avelim without Menachemim. So they don't have the regular Pturim that you put from Tefillin. That's a special din in Yecheskel, put on your Tefillin to teach us that Golis is going to be Avelim b'li Menachemim, so you don't have the regular dinim of Avelim that you put from Tefillin. But a regular Ovel is put from Tefillin. Why? Pe'echa chovesh alecha. You have to wear your pe'er. And what's wrong with having the tefillin when you're in Ovel? So Rashi says, because since he's golul b'tzar, Avel misgolul b'tzaroi, be'efer, ain't a pe'er. An Ovel is misgolul be'efer. He has ashes on him. Chosim, before he gets married, you put ashes on the forehead, b'mokom pe'echa, right? Efer tachas pe'er. So pe'echa chovesh alecha is not shayach by an Ovel because he has efer on his mokom tefillin. So that's why he's put from tefillin. Back upon him, in all mitzvahs, he's chayiv. So we see tir, there's not a ptur. Now, Grada, Rashi over here is mashma that it's chisorin mitzad what? Mitzad what is the chisaron that you can wear tefillin? It's really chakira how to learn it. Is it a chisaron mitzad the tefillin? You can't put tefillin on a makom of eifer. Or is it a chisaron mitzad the avelis? When you're a megulah be eifer, you can have pear be makom eifer. Is it chisaron avelis? Chisaron tefillin? Is it mashmoyis in Rashi here? Rashi in ksubis davov. Rashi in ksubis chavei. In ksuka dav chavei. The yisoyin davar is it a chisaron in avel or is it a chisaron in tefillin? The nafkamina is, we know the halacha is that be'evel holchen acha amekel. So if it's a din in avelis, so then it's shaykh the din of be'evel holchen acha amekel. If it's a din in tefillin, then the din of be'evel holchen acha amekel would not be applicable. Al kaponim, back to the Gemara's kasha, we see that a tirda is avad and not a reason to be potter because a tovel is chayim in all mitzvahs. And for the Gemara, hosom tore tirda the mitzvah. Hocha toget tilde reshus. By ovel, an ovel has to be do which mitzvahs? What does the ovel have to do? An ovel is nilas a sandal, a sicha, a chitza. There's no mitzvah for him to be bitzar. There's no mitzvah for an ovel to be bitzar. Adarabba, don't be bitzar. Say kriyash mar, so you won't be bitzar. You have to do what the Torah says. Sicha, nilas a sandal, a chitza. Masha enkein, when it comes to a chosen is toget than tilde the mitzvah. Is torah into the mitzvah. Torah tirda doesn't mean stam up tour of tirda. Torah is not to be yamavadi. You're going to be chayiv. And ovel is chayiv in all mitzvahs. He's not chayiv in tirda the mitzvah. But tirda the mitzvah. The chosin is takapot from kriyashma. Tirda reshus is not a p'tur. Now the Bach takes out the next line. Ubeshama when boy leprat shuch mitzvah he takes out. So now the Gemara goes back to the machlokes Beisham Beshilu. So you explain Beishama very good. That is a p'tur of lech chavad derech. Chosin potem in a mitzvah, and it doesn't mean mitzvahs, it means tirda mitzvah. It doesn't mean tirda, it means tirda mitzvah dafka. Not tovis finosoi, and not a mitzvah. It has to be dafka togud in a mitzvah like a chosin. So, Basil, how does he know this? Basil, Amri, memele shvamino dafilo bedech nami kori. Enechanami. He also learns the same drosha that is a ptur if it's tirda the mitzvah, your potetaka. But from that alone, you can derive that afilu b'derech namikori, because the pasuk says v'lech t'chovat derech, that means you read kriya shma even when you're v'lech t'chovat derech, which means in any position, not just when you're in a position of shechiva or kima, but v'lech t'chovat derech, any position. Zog di gemara toner abonon beis hillel oimrim. You can say kriyashma standing, you can say kriyashma sitting. Umatin v'koyrin, you can lean. Holchem aderech v'koyrin, you can even go and travel. Ois melachtem v'koyrin, even in a za oifen. Now I said later on in Daf Tezayin that derech has come to memaya. It's dafka pasha shniya. But avali, you can't mamash say shma yisrael while you're walking. Until al vavecha, until the first pasuk. I'll come upon him, but you don't have to be in a specific position. Zogt die Gemara, umayse b'Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, shoyim mesubin, they were together, u'b'mokim echad in one place, v'yi Rabbi Shmuel muta. Rabbi Shmuel was in a position of muta. He was lying down. V'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah zoku, v'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was standing. Now it came, zman kriyashma shel arvis, came and shegiyah zman kriyashma, so hit the Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar went behedya from a position, Rabbi Elazar was muta. So his man Kishma hit the Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar went behedya. Rabbi Elazar went in the position of Zokov. Sorry. Rabbi Zokov was standing. Rabbi Elazar was standing. And instead of standing, he went specifically to do like Beishamai, to be mata, to lie down. Zokov Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel did the opposite. He was in a position of muta. He went behedya to stand up. Lafuke Beishamai. Omala Rabbi Elazar ben Azai. Rabbi Elazar ben Azai told Rabbi Shmuel, Yishmol Achi. What you just did now, emshel chomoshel amad avadayim. What is this comparable to? Moshel echad sheomrim loy skincha skanecha megudel. You have a beautiful long beard. Omer lehem yi kineged amashchisim. Let me shave it off. I'm giving you. I saw you were lying down, Rabbi Shmuel. I saw you were muta. I was standing, so I wanted to do like you're doing. So I went to lie down. Now you go behead. You stand up. You do the opposite. I'm telling you, you have a beautiful beard. You come to me in kineged amashchisim. You come to take it off. Afkach. Ata calls Manshani Zokuf. When I was Zokuf, Atamuti, you were lying down. Achrashani Tesi, I went to lie down to be kind, Bishokbecha. Ata Zakafti, you come to stand up, punt. Om Haloi. So Rabbi Elazar answered. I did like Beis Hillel. Meaning Beis Hillel says you don't specifically have to lie down. So you can even stand up. You did like Beis Shammai. You went specifically to lie down by night. And not just that. The Talmidim are going to see, if they're going to see that I'm lying, I was in position of lying, and you behead, you went to lie down, they'll say the halacha is like Beis Shammai. Avada Beis Hillel agrees that you're allowed to lie down too. Beis Hillel says you're allowed to do any oifen. Any oifen includes lying down. But, so if you're in a position of lying down before this man, so you're allowed to remain lying down. But to go behead and lie down, that seems that it's like Beis Shammai. So since you went to specifically lie down and I stayed in that position, if I wouldn't have been Moicha, then the Talmidim will derive from it halacha like Beis Shammai. And that's why I specifically stood up. What is this position, this additional thing that we're saying, the Yikvah Talmidim? If you're going to say, like I just said, the Beis Hillel be'etzim agrees that you can also lie down, since it means you can do it in any position. So Hanimili, the motive also. That's after when you're already lying down. If you're already in a position of lying down, you're allowed to remain that way. Till now you were what? In a position of standing. Vahashto muto. And now you're specifically going to lie down. So Amri, Talmidim are going to say, Shmami noke Beis Shammai svirle, that you hold like Beis Shammai. And what's going to happen? Shami yigo al Talmidim, v'yikvu halocha ledoiris. And they're going to be kavei halocha ledoiris. And the chashash is, Tosfos Rosh explains, Adar Rishonim explains, if you're only going to say Kriyashma in a position of muta, let's say you're traveling, you can't be mata, you'll be mevatel Kriyashma. You'll say, oh, I can't say Kriyashma. One of the conditions of Kriyashma is you have to be muta. The reason why there's the danger in Kaveh Halacha le Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai still agrees you'll have to say it lying down. So what's wrong with Kaveh Halacha over here, Beis Shammai? It's not a etzim of a chlekes day, it's sasli zelazeh. Beis Hillel agrees any position, including Beis Shammai's position. So Dr. Tosfos Rosh, if you're going to be Kaveh Halacha le Beis Shammai, then a person might be mevatel Kriyashma. Sidur, the Ponovish Rav, was makpid in Ponovish not to put up the Zman of the Mogen Avram. Davka to put up the Zman of the Goin. Soiv Zman Kriyashma, he wrote Davka the Zman of the Goin. The reason was, if the Bochim are going to see Soiv Zman Kriyashma, the Mogen Avram, they'll see, oi, 9:05, I missed it. 9:06, forget it, I missed Man Kriyashma. So it'll be end up being Mevatlit. I'm not comparing the two things. Halacha, it's not like Beis Shammai Behedya. Avadi can be Machmir like the Mogen Avram. But he didn't want it to be the person going to think, Fafal this man. So over here, that's how the Tosfos Rosh explains, Shem Yikva Halacha L'Doiris, and you won't be Koyre Kriyashma. Oh, I'm saying this because Negei soon in the Lomdus, we'll see in Tosfos of Yesh Koyre Chachom Laka Dominateri. Zok Digamor. Toner Rabbi Cheskel. Also Kedivu Beis Shammai. There's going to be three sheetahs now. If a person does like Beis Shammai, Rabbi Cheskel Shita is, also, you're allowed to do. Meaning, even though the halacha is not like Beis Shammai, but like I said before, it's not be'etzim ha-machloek, it's Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel argues on Beis Shammai in the specific oifen that Beis Shammai is doing. Beis Hillel agrees you can do it with oifen muta. So that's why also Kedivu Beis Shammai, also, Avada when it's Dovim the Sasi Adodi, then it's not also. What do you mean also? The halacha is Beis Hillel. Achiram lahatois. We know that the halacha is like Beis Hillel. But over here in this oifen, it's also. That's a b'cheskel shita. Tonei b'cheskel, also b'shamei, also. Kedivu Beis Hillel, also. Second shita is, Rav Yosef Omar. Also, Kedivu Beis Shammai, loy, also, loy, klum. You're not yoytze the mitzvah at all. Zok Tosfos, that we'll see soon in a second. Let's do the Gemara first. The Tanan, like we learned in the Mishnah. Misha, you're roi shavu rubai sukkah. If someone's sitting in a sukkah, roi shavu rubai, not enough place to hold your shulchan. B'shulchan b'tech habayis, Beis Shammai poislin, Beis Shammai says that the sukkah is possible. Beis Hillel machshirin. Omelam Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel told Beis Shammai. Maise sh'olchu zikna Beis Shammai v'zikna Beis Hillel. They once went to visit Levakas of Yochanan ben Chunis. Matzusha, you're roi shavu rubai sukkah. They found him sitting in a sukkah that's roi shavu rubai. A small sukkah, sukkah ktana. B'shulchan b'tech habayis, and the shulchan is in the home. And they didn't protest. So, Abizoy, what are you telling me that it's possible? We see the Zikna Beis Shammai didn't protest. Omulahem, Bisham Raya, from there you bring a Raya. Faked, not just they didn't tell him. They told him Shanemol, they zogged him off. Afim Omuloy, Imkeno Yisanoik, Lakyam to Mitzah Sukkim Yomecha. You were never Mekai Mitzah Sukkim if you didn't as that oifen of Shulchan B'Techa Bayis. Now, over here in this sheet that says clearly in the Gemara, we're comparing Osuka de Bishama, like Osuka, like Klum, like Sukkah, that we're saying now that like Yam to Mitzah Sukkah Miyomecha. And Tois over here says, like Tois in Sukkah Dap Gimel, that if you, even though Lechari Roish of Rubai, it's only Exega, Shem Yemoshech, so Minadin, Lechari should be Yoitzabi Dehevet, Zok Tois says, Osuka Bishama, like Osuka Klum,
And Tosin Sukkah explains this, that Yesh Koich B'yadchom and Lakadom and Atari, it's considered you not Makam the Mitzvah Sukkah at all, like we explained earlier on the Beis, because the Chom HaMol HaBekoich to say that if you're Oivan or Gzeru, we consider it as if you did what we're concerned that you might do. It's as if you ate in the Mokum Shulchan. Since the Gzeru is Semi Yimshach Shulchanoi, so even if you ate in the Sukkah Ktana, it's as if you ate in the Mokum Shulchan, so you're not Makam the Mitzvah, even with the Raisa, that's what Yesh Koich B'yadchomim. Mashenka B'yashoifa, the Chshash is on Shabbos, Semi Yavagena Dal Ramas, even if you didn't listen to the Chomim, the worst that happened is that you were over Mavi Dal Ramas, but you were Makayim the Mitzvah Shofar. That's what Kivegan Marochas Megillah says. You're Makayim the Mitzvah Shofar. There's a different type of Gzeiris. Oh, so why is this Negeya? So this Negeya over here also, we're comparing Kriyashma. We're saying Kriyashma, also could be Shamalai, also Klum, that if you did a Dafka by Oifen Mutter, you're not Makayim the Mitzvah at all. Meaning you're not Makayim the Mitzvah of the Raisa. How could it be? The Pshat is, because since the Tais Rosh, the Rishonim explained, the Pshat is, a chash, the gzeira is that maybe you won't read at all because you think that you have to do it by oifen mutter and you can't do it by oifen mutter. So the chachom have a kirch to say, we consider it as if you didn't do it at all. Because the gzeira was, you might not do it at all, so it's considered as if you didn't do it at all. Just like it's considered like you sit b'mokum shulchanoi, so it's considered like you didn't read. So that's why it's shaykh, we're comparing a taka to sukkah, that lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyomecha. Lafuki, other type of gzeiras, Shem Yachtach Zmoira, Sukkah B'Reisha Ilon. I've already made Yotze Sukkah if you went here. Or Shem Yavagan Adal Amis. Of course, you Yotze. Zok the Gemara. Now, La Halacha, in Simen Samach Gimel, if someone does like Beshameh Bedafka, meaning he was standing, he went to lie down, he's called an Avayan, Shein Shulchan Aruch. But the Maisa, you Yotze. You Yotze, but because the Maisa, it's we don't pass them like also like Tumin Gansen, you Yotze. So a person lying down before is different, but a person to go lie down, you have to be careful if you're Mekayim Kiyashman is Oifen. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omar, the third teretz, the third pshat in Osek Dvi B'Shamay. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omar, Osek Dvi B'Shamay, Chayiv Misa. Not just your loss of Laklum, you're Chayiv Misa even. The Tanan, like our Mishnah says, Om Reb Tafen, Ani Isi Bo Bederech, V'Teisi Likos Kedvi B'Shamay, V'Sikanti Ba'atzmi, V'Nei Alistim. So we see he put himself in danger. So we see a kedai, that means yechai mitzah. Oival divcha chomim chai mitzah. So here also it's mitzvah shemaim. We see this second shita that it's. So the three shitas. The first shita is also going to be shemai also, because beetsim they don't argue. He agrees to one another. Second Rav Yosef shita is loyosav loyklum mashmoyis inanim kaim deraisa, and Rav Nachman Yitzchak shita is that you are chai of mitzah if you did kibei shemai. We'll stop over here by the Mishnah on the bottom of your Aleph and Aleph.